Our active weather pattern has arrived as storms continue to become more numerous each day, although some spots still missed out on the heaviest rain yesterday. There'll be more today and tomorrow at CBS 47 and Fox 30 and 104.5 WOKV studios. Yesterday afternoon, quick inch of rain, and it was loud. A lot of thunder and lightning. We did have some wind gusts, too, around 40 to 50 miles per hour. Storms moving rather slowly to the east. We'll see it happen again today. A dry morning and sunshine, and then heat and humidity pushes temperatures into the 90s, feel like temperatures around 105, and we'll get the first isolated storms to pop 2 to 3 p.m., becoming more numerous 4 to 7, maybe up to 8 p.m. or so. And they'll produce those heavy downpours and frequent lightning, so keep an eye to the sky and a general drift toward the east. Some of these will again make it to the beaches. Highs today in the 90s, dropping to the 70s tonight, and tomorrow's much the same story with numerous afternoon and early evening thunderstorms. As we head into the weekend, storms become at least a little more scattered. They're still going to occur, but coverage will go from more than 60% of the area today and tomorrow to more like 40 to 50% of the area by the weekend. So there'll be some dry hours. Temperatures will be hot, as we'd expect, in the 90s. Our average high temperature right now is 92 degrees. That's the hottest average high temperature that we have of the year and continues through August 9th. So we have a ways to go. In other words, every day is going to be hot. It'll be a bigger story when and if it's not 90 degrees versus when it is, because it ought to be this time of year in the 90s. And we'll continue to hope for those afternoon storms to at least offer up a little bit of relief, although, of course, the humidity stays sky high. In the tropics, good news across the Atlantic Basin continues. No areas of concern. The East Pacific, it looks like we'll have at least one, if not two, named storms develop there over the next 3 to 6 days off the west coast of Mexico, but staying, of course, far away from our local area and any part of the Gulf Coast or Florida or the East Coast. And then Dr. Phil Klotzbach from Colorado State University will be updating his seasonal forecast today, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out of that. I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of change. Things are behaving about as we would expect with a continued strengthening El Nino over the equatorial Pacific. It means generally more wind shear across the Atlantic. Keeps numbers down generally, despite the early development of Brett and Cindy over the last few weeks. They stayed relatively weak and really didn't affect any land areas to any great adverse impacts. And so we do still have warm ocean water, though, and so that may offset our effects of the El Nino a little bit. But I suspect there won't be a whole lot of change in Dr. Klotzbach's seasonal forecast, but we'll let you know. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Stay cool and keep that umbrella handy with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.